Hashem Yisparech. Today we begin Daf Yud Gimel, an attempt to understand Daf Yud Gimel Maseches Brachos, the 12th Daf. The Mishnah tells us, Maskiri Yitzias Mitzrayim Belayla. We mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hare Nikven Shirim Shana, a famous Mishnah. We say it on El Pesach. Belazachisi Shetayame Yitzias Mitzrayim Belayla. At Shadar Sheben Zama, I couldn't find the source to understand or to prove that Zechiras Yitzrayim takes place at night, until Ben Zoma came along, Shem Ne'emar L'man Tizkor Yom Seis Chomer Zitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha, and Ben Zoma Darshi Yimei Chayecha Yomim Kol Yimei Chayecha Halelos. Kol is coming to be Marbe something, is coming to teach you the nights. V'chachomim Ma'imri Yimei Chayecha L'mazeh Kol L'havi L'mos HaMashiach. Mark continues four lines from the bottom. Tanya Amalem Ben Zom L'chachomim. Ben Zoma retorted back to the Chachamim. You want to say that Kol is coming to teach you the days of Mashiach? They said, how could that be? V'chi maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim l'mos haMashiach. Are we going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in the times of the Mashiach? V'alo kfar nemar. Doesn't the Pasuk say, in Yirmiyahu, Hine yom min boimnu Mashem, there are going to be great days coming. V'lo yom ru'ot, chai Hashem. They're not going to proclaim to the eternity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Helos B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Yisrael, Kiyim, Chai Hashem, Asher Helos, Asher Hevi, Ezera Beis Yisrael Me'eretz Tzifona. They're going to proclaim the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who took us out from the northern countries, and we call them Ratzos Asher Dachtim Shem, and from all of the places of our Golos. So what do we see? That what's going to be emphasized is not Yitzias Mitzrayim. Amru lo, lo shetei, okay, Yitzias Mitzrayim koma. We won't remove Yitzias Mitzrayim. El shetei shiba malchi yisikr, v'yitzias Mitzrayim tofel lo. The ikur is going to be shiba malchus, and Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to pale in comparison. Kayotze bo, something similar continues the Gemara. Ata omer lo yikar shimcha od Yaakov, ki im Yisrael yeshem echa. The Malach proclaimed that Yaakov Avinu is not going to be called Yaakov, he is only going to be called Yisrael. That does not mean only. It's not that they uprooted the name of Yaakov from its place. El Yisrael Iker V'Yankiv Tofelo. But the Iker name of Yaakov Avinu became Yisrael. And we see this as well in the Pasuk in Yeshayo. It continues on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph with examples from the Nevi'im, of how Yitzias Mitzrayim will pale in comparison to the other things that we're going to experience. Don't remember the original things. And the old, the things, the originals, you won't think about. Al Tizkru, Chazal understand, Al Tizkru, Rishaynis, Hashiba Malchis. You'll forget about the terrible pains of Golos, the Kamunios, Al Tizponunu, and you won't think about the things of long past, Zu Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's going to be Yitzias Mitzrayim, be entirely forgotten. Similarly, the Pasuk Yishayah says, Hini Ose Chadosha Atat Tzmach, there's going to be something new that's going to sprout. Tanu Rav Yosef Zu Milchemes Gog U'Magog. What's going to be new, which you will think about, is the war of Achrit Hayam between Gog and Magog. Marshal Amar Davar Domer. We can explain this phenomenon in the follow with the following parable. La Adam Shayim Halach Baderech. A person was going on the way. Ufaga Boy Ze'ev Benitzel Mimenu. And a wolf met him, and it was saved from him. Vayin Saper Vahelech Maise Ze'ev. And he described the miracles of being saved from the wolf. Poga Ba'ari Benitzel Mimenu. He met a lion and was saved from him. Vayin Saper Vahelech Maise Ari. And he would describe this experience with the lion. Pogaboy Nochash Vinitzel Mimenu Shochach Maise Shneyem. He forgot about the previous miracles. Vayim Sape Vahilech Maise Nochash. And then he spoke about being saved from the scorpion. Avkach Yisrael Tzoris Archonis Mishkachlois Esarishinus. When we go through a newer salvation, we forget about the previous salvations. The Gemara continues with examples of when something new was introduced, the old took a back seat. Avram, who Avraham? Avram became Avraham. Betchila nase av la'aram.
Originally, he was the Av of Ram, Aram. Ulebesoif nasa Av l'kol olam kuloi. Avraham. Avraham indicates the entire world. How does that indicate? So Rashi explains beautifully. Av l'kol olam, Kadosh Baruch Hu says that you're going to be Av Hamoin Goyim, the father of a multitude of nations. And that, Chazal understand, means the entire world. And that is referred to when it's Av of Haim, Haim being the two-letter root of Hamon. I heard from my great Rebbe, Rav Nevenstahl, that many times words can be understood as broken down even to two-letter roots. Sarai, he Sarah. Sarai also became Sarah, and she's the same person. Betchila nasis Sarai lu'umasa. She was the female officer to her nation. Rashi explains that Sarai is mashma sarasi, my personal lashon yachid, my personal sar. Ulubesov nasis Sarah l'chol olam kula. But in the end, she became a Sarah to the entire world. No longer the personal, but a broader one. Tani Bar Kappara. Bar Kappara learned, Kol HaKoril Avraham, Avram, somebody who describes Avraham, or uses the expression Avram, is over on a mitzvah sase. Shenemar v'hoyeshimcha Avraham. Kadosh Baruch Hu proclaims that your name will be Avraham, so don't call him Avram. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, over belav, he's over negative commandment. Shenemar v'lo yikare oid eshimcha Avram. It's explicit as well. You will not be called Avram. Elamiata asks the Gemara, Hakore l'sora sarai hachinami. If someone calls sora sarai as well, the Gemara says no. Ha sam kuchabricha amel Avram sari ishtachalosik rashma sarai kisara shema. Excuse me, the Gemara has read hachinami. Yes, that's true. Ha sam kuchabricha there as well. Kuchabricha told Avram kisara shema. However, that was only to Avram Avinu. It wasn't said to the rest of the world. Didn't say v'lo yikare od eshimcha Avram. They would no longer be called. But rather it said particularly to Avraham. Elameyata asked Marakor li Yaakov, Yaakov hachanami. If someone calls Yaakov, Yaakov, then as well, isn't he over in Easter? And there it wasn't only said personally. It's lo yikare, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, v'lo yikare od eshimcha Avram. So Gemara says, shani osam, dohoder ahedre kra. The Torah itself tells us that it returns to the name of Yaakov. As the Pasuk says, d'chsiv ha-yomer l'kim li-yisrael b'maris ha-lev ha-yomer Yaakov Yaakov. He's referred to as Yaakov. So there, the Ratzon Hashem was not to make that switch. Masa Rabbi Yossi bar Av, v'item Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida, atahu Hashem l'kim asher b'charta b'Avram. We speak about in Nehemiah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avram. Amalei Hasam Navi, and there he uses the expression of Avram, not Avraham. Amalei responded back to them, Hasam Navi Yehudin Kamisad L'Shavchei D'Rachmana Ma'id Avi Mikara. There he's just simply describing God's choice of Avram, and that was before he was called Avraham. Hadron Alecha Me'imasai. Be'ezer Hashem, we conclude Perek Me'imasai. Now that we've gotten the first parak of Shach under our belt, at least we've gone through it, and also we've been zochet to be masik shmeitz aliv de hilchos on some of the sugyas, we begin the second parak. Hayekai be Torah. Person was reading Torah. V'igiyaz mana mikra. And it came to the time of Kriyashma. And he was reading the parasha of Kriyashma. Im kivein liba yotza. The Mishnah tells us, as long as he has kavana, then he would be Yotze. Now the Mishnah tells us another halacha. One, of course, is not supposed to interrupt within Kabbal Sol Malchus Shemaim of Kriyashma. But what happens if there are instances where one feels compelled to interrupt? The Mishnah talks about a few of those instances. Biprakim between the chapters of Va'ahavta and Va'ayim Shemaya, Shoyel Mepnei HaKavod. he could say hello to someone who is honorable. He feels a pressure to recognize his presence. Umeshiv, and he could respond to that individual if he asks him a question. Ube'emtza, if he's in the middle of the perek, shom l'pnei ha'yira. Then he's even allowed to interrupt in the middle, if not only is the person respectable, but there is some type of fear. Rashi says that he's afraid that someone is going to kill him. So then you're allowed to greet the person that you might feel is there out to kill you, or meshiv umeshiv, as well as you could respond to him. To Rabbi Meir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir subtly. Be'emtza, in the middle of the prakim, shayol mipnei ha'yira. You're allowed to ask and initiate with someone you're afraid is going to kill you. And here, he parts ways with Rabbi Meir. Umeshiv mipnei ha'kavod. And you're allowed to respond to someone who is mechubad. According to Rabbi Meir, one is not allowed to respond except for someone who one is afraid of in the middle of the prakim. Ube prakim, continues the Mishnah, and if one is in between prakim, shalom mipnei hakavod, he can ask and greet someone he respects. Umeshiv shalom lechol adam. And here again, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir and says he can actually respond to any person. What are Bein HaPrakim? Elohein Bein HaPrakim, Bein Bracha Rishon and Lishnia, between the first Bracha Kriyashma and the second Bracha Kriyashma. Lishnia Lishma, between HaBokhar Ba'am Yisrael Be'ava and Shema. Bein Shema L'Vayim Shemaya, between Shema and Hayim Shemaya. Vayim Shemaya L'Vayomer, Bein Vayomer L'Emes V'Yatsiv. And as well, according to the first opinion, between the conclusion of Shema, Emes, and then what we go on and say, V'yatsev Nachem V'kav Yashar, that also, Bein HaPrakim. Rav Yehuda Aymer, Bein V'yayim Elemes V'yatsev Lo Yasek. Rav Yehuda disagrees and says, we do not consider it Bein HaPrakim at all. The Gemara in Yudalid Amar Aleph is going to explain the position of Rav Yehuda. I'm Rav Yehuda Ben Karcha. Lama Kidba Parsha Shema L'Vayim Shemaya. What's the reason we have first Shema V'ahavta and then Vayim Shemaya? Kedei Shekavolov Achos Shema Tfila V'achar Kach Mekavolov Al Mitzvos. First, we have Kabbalah Shema Achos Shemaim, the broad, the Yichud HaKlal of Akash Baruch Hu, and then the Pratim of the Mitzvos. Vayim Shemaya V'vayomer Shevayim Shemaya Noeg Bein B'yom Bein V'layla. Because Vayim Shemaya, keeping the Mitzvos, applies day and night. V'yomer Ein Noeg Al B'yom. In regards to tzitzis, so that only applies during the day. The Gemara now begins and analyzes the first line we had in our Mishnah. And that is that if an individual is learning Torah, if he's mechaven, if he has a mind to be yotze, then he will be yotze. What if he does not have a mind to be yotze? Simple reading of the Mishnah would be that one would not be yotze. This, the Gemara point out, is subject to great disagreement. The Gemara in Sukkah, in Saita, Lamed Beis and Beis, Megillah, in Erevin, Tzadihei and Mebeis, and in other places in Shas, spells out a machlokis, Amoraim, and Sota, spelled out in Tosas, of whether one is required to have Kavana in order to be Yotzei a Mitzvah. There are two opinions. Whether you say mitzvah, srichos, kavana or not. Says our Gemara. Shema mi, no, we see from our Mishnah that the fellow needs to have kavana with the Kriya Shema, mitzvah, srichos, kavana. Answers the Gemara, no. Mai im kiven libo, likros. What it means that he had kavana, it means that he had kavana to read. Asks the Gemara, likros, valkari. It says that he was reading. Says the Gemara, Bekore Lahagia. He was reading in order to correct. He was checking the sefer. The Gemara has answered by saying there are three different types of reading. There's reading Kriya Shema according to Amanda Amar and Mitzvah Srichas Kavana.
that says that one needs to intend to read, but also intend to be yotzei the mitzvah. That is mitzvah srichas kavana. He's miskaven l'shem mitzvah, Rashi writes. Then we have another example of someone who reads and intends to read, but doesn't intend to be yotzei the mitzvah. That the Gemara over here says is our case of the Mishnah, according to the Man D'Amar, mitzvos lav tzrichos kavana. The Mishnah, when it emphasizes that he's reading, is coming to tell us that he was reading in any way, shape, or form. Even someone who reads just to edit, not for the sake of reading. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that he needs to have intention to read, not just simply to amend. That does not prove mitzvah srichas kavana, because there, that is another level of kavana, and that's intent to be yotzei the mitzvah. The Gemara continues 9 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, kriya shma kichsava, divrei Rebbe. The Mishnayos and Sota discuss those things that need to be said in Hebrew and Lashon Kodesh, and those things that could be said in any Lashon. Rebbe Yehuda Anasi was of the opinion that kriya shma has to be read specifically in Lashon Kodesh. But Chacham Maimrim B'chol Lashon. Chacham disagree and say it could be read in any language. My time at the Rebbe, Amar Kra V'hayu B'hav Yosan Yehu. The Torah says, V'haya Im Shem Maya. Chazal often, with the expression V'hayu, say B'hav Yosan. B'hav Yosan means in the present, the way it is. V'hayu Im Shem Maya. And V'hayu is reference, of course, to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, the keeping of the mitzvos, and therefore it would be making reference to Kriya Shema itself, and it is in the present the way it's written. That's Bahav Yosan. For Rabbanan, my time, why the Rabbanan disagree? Amar Kro Shema b'chol lashon sha'ata shomea. You say Shema in any language that you can understand. Rabbanan, Rebbe Nami Haksiv Shema, says the Gemara in the first wide line. What will Rebbe say about the word Shema? Answers the Gemara, it's coming us to tell us nothing to do about any lashon you understand, but you have to make sure that your ears hear it. Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan going to do with this halacha? They hold, no, that the halacha is that one does not need to say Kriya Shema aloud. Asks the Gemara, Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan going to do with the Pesach V'hayu that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi explains, Bahav Yeson Yehu, says the Gemara, I need it for another halacha, 7 lines from the bottom. Ahumi boy shelo yikare lemafreya. It's telling you, well, you, this is the way you're supposed to read it and not backwards for Rebbe. So what's Rebbe going to do with that? Shelo yikare lemafreya inole. Where's he going to learn that from? Nafgale, he will learn it out, midvarim hadivarim. That the pasuk says, Vahayu hadivarim. What's this extra hey? Could just as well say Vahayu Dvarim Oila, see Rashi. So what is this extra hey? So they learn out Hadvarim, this is the way, and not backwards. Vrabanan Dvarim Hadvarim Lo Darshi. That extra hey they don't feel is superfluous and does not need to be expounded upon as Rebbe Yehuda thought to. Says the Gemara, Lim Memra the Sava Rebbe the Kalatara Kula Bakal Lashon Emra. Does Rebbe really assume that the entire Torah was given in any particular language? Why do we see that in Rebbe? That he's assuming that. Because if you're going to say that it was given in Lashon Kodesh, Torah asks, according to Rebbe, who says that the Pasuk Vahayu is telling us that you've got to say it in Lashon Kodesh, that would prove to me that the entire Torah was given in every language. Because if the Torah was given specifically in Lashon Kodesh, why do I need an extra word, Vahayu, that in this way, this is how you should say it? Of course we know that's how you're supposed to say it, because the whole Torah was given in that language. Says the Gemara, Yitzrach, no. Really, we could say, even according to Rebbe Yehuda, the whole Torah was given in Lashon Kodesh. So why do you need Vahayu? Mishum Nechsev Shema. The word Shema would have thrown you off. That Shema, as the Chachamim themselves, darshaned, that Shema means however, as long as you hear it, as long as it's something that's understandable, then it's going to be acceptable. So we need the word Vahayu to tell you not to misunderstand the word Shema.
Continues the Gemara. Lim Memra, the Sai Rabban, the Kala Torah Kula, Belashna Kodesh Nemra. Now, what about in the other direction? The Rabbanan. They seem to hold that the entire Torah was given in Lashon Kodesh. Because if it was given in all Lashonos, so then in such a case, we don't need an extra pasuk to tell you, Shema, you could do in all Lashon. Of course, the whole Torah was given in all Lashon. It must be that the Rabbanan or all the Kol HaTorah was given Lashon Kodesh. It says, Ishtrach Mishon Nasiv Vahayu. No. If it would have said, Vahayu, without Shema, we would have thought that despite the fact that Kol HaTorah Kula was given Bichol Lashon, nevertheless, once it says Vahayu, that you should do it specifically in Lashon Kodesh. And that's why the Torah needs to tell you that with the extra word of Shema. Continues the Gemara two lines from the bottom. Vahayu, we learned from Vahayu Shalai Karan Mafreya. Hadvarim alavavecha. The pasuk continues and says, and the word should be on the heart. Yochli tei kol haparsha tzricha kavana. Talmud lomar ho'ele. Ad kan tzricha kavana. Up until vayu advarim ho'ele, that's where you need to have kavana. Mikan ve'elech ein tzricha kavana. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Makes this fascinating split of the requirement of kavana. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Harehu Omer Asher Noch Mitzav Chayom Al Levavecha. Mikan Atalama Shekol Aparsha Kula Tzricha Kavana. Kodesh Baruch Hu says everything that I've commanded today should be on your heart, which sounds like everything requires kavana. Amar Rav Rachana Rabbi Yochanan Loch Rabbi Akiva. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Ego de Masnila Ahodisanya. Some said that Rabba Bar Bachana's statement about the halacha being Rabbi Akiva was referring to a different machlokus. The Sani, we learn in the Brayse, HaKoreh Shema, Tzarech She'al Chavit Libo. When a person reads Shema, he needs to have kavana. Rabbi Acha, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kivan Shekivan Libo, Perek Rishon, Shuv Eina Tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda, you only need to be Mechavin on the first pair. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan Locha Ki Rabbi Acha. The halacha follows Rabbi Yahusha, Amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, who had quoted in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. In this case, again, we had quoted the name of Rabbi Bar Barchana, who the halacha follows. However, in this tradition, Rabbi Barchana is not saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Lach is like Rabbi Akiva, but rather stating that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya Yidach, we learned in another braisa, so we continue about eight or nine lines into Yud Gimel on the base. Vahayu, we learn Shalo Yikarin Mafreya, that you shouldn't read backwards. Alav Avecha, the words of Torah should be on your heart. Rabbi Zutra, Omar Adkan Mitzvah Kavana. Until Alav Avecha, where we say that in Kriya Shema, so then you need to have Kavana. Mikan Ve'elech Mitzvah Kriya. Afterwards, you don't have to have Kavana, all you need to do is intend to read. Rabbi Yoshe Omer Adkan Mitzvahs Kriya Mikan Ve'elech Mitzvahs Kavana. Rabbi Yoshe says the opposite. Rabbi Yoshe says that the first part is require just Kriya, rather the second part is one that requires Kavana. Ask the Gemara, Ma'ishna Mikan Ve'elech Mitzvahs Kriya Dichsula Dabre Bam. What's the reason that up until now Rabbi Zutra had assumed that the halacha is that one requires kavana up until alavavecha. Ma'ishnam bikan ve'elach mitzvahs kriya. Why do you assume that afterwards it's only mitzvahs kriya? Dechsiv l'daber bom. Because afterwards it says to speak in it, just to read it. Hachanami haksiv v'dibarta bom. But the Torah earlier says v'dibarta bom m'shivtucha b'veisecha v'lechtucha v'aderech. And over there you had said it needs kavana. As the Gemara Hachikamer, Adkan Mitzvahs Kavana Ukriya. No, when it comes to the first parsha and a little bit more, so then you have the chiyuv of both Kavana and Kriya. Mikan Ve'elech Kriya below Kavana. So when the Torah says V'dibarta Bom, that doesn't mean to and we said that the requirement is Kavana, does not mean to preclude the Kriya as well. Umayishna Adkan Mitzvahs Kavana Ukriya. And why is it that you say that when it gets to Alav Avecha, then you stop the kavana and becomes kriya. Dechsev aleph vechu divartabam. Hasanami haksev, but doesn't say in Parshas Vayom Shemoa after aleph vecha aleph avchen ledaber bam. Doesn't that seem to indicate if it's aleph avchen that you'd also need kavana? Answers the Gemara, who mi ba'alichad Rabbi Yisrael? We need that pasuk aleph avchen ledaber bam for Rabbi Yisrael. The Amar, the Samtan is the Vareela, Tricha Shetei Sima Keneged Halev. You need to put it next to the heart. And that's what the Torah is emphasizing at that particular point. Not emphasizing Kavana, but rather to put it next to your Lev. So when the Torah says Alev Avichem, so there the Torah is trying to bring us something else. V'samtem es tevara, you shall place my words Alev Avichem. Not referring to Kavana. What is the theme of this placing? So Rashi explains that it's telling you that you have to put the tefillin shel yad next to the heart. Therefore, the Alev Avchem is not coming to tell us anything in regards to Kavana. The Gemara has another version within its understanding of Rabbi Yoshia, which continues 12 lines from the top on Yigimel on the base. First word on the line is Halev. Amar Mar. Rabbi Yoshia Aimer. We said that the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia is Ad Kan Mitzvahs Kriya, until until that point, you have the mitzvah of kriya. Mikan ve'elech mitzvahs kavana. Afterwards, you need kavana. Maishna asks the Gemara again to clarify with Rabbi Yoshia. Here we will see a different approach. Mikan ve'elech mitzvahs kavana. Why is it that from after aleva vecha is the mitzvah of kavana? Answers the Gemara. Mishum dechsiv alevavchem. Because subsequently, the Torah says alevavchem. So since we have Alev Avichem, that is coming to tell you that it has to be Belev. The Gemara asks the obvious question. Hachanami haksiv Alev Avecha. But the pasuk that you had used beforehand, which said that you only need Kriya, concluded and included Alev Avecha, which also mentions the heart. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachikamer. Ad kam mitzvahs Kriya v'kavana. Rabbi Yoshia holds you need both on the first part of Kriya Shema. Mikan ve'elech, kavana below Kriya. However, afterwards, all you need is kavana and not Kriya. Ask the Gemara, Maishna, ad kam, mitzvahs Kriya v'kavana, yitiv alav vecha v'dibarta bam. And what's the reason you need both? Because you have in the first parasha, alav vecha v'dibarta bam. Hasam nami, haksiv alav avchem l'daber bam. In Vayim Shema, you also have that. So why did you knock out the Kriya part? And the Gemara, Ahu b'divrei Torah k'siv, when it says Alev Avichem l'daber bom, that's talking about Torah. V'hachi kamer rachmana, agmir b'naychu Torah, you should learn amongst you, inside of you Torah, kehecha deligrasuba, in order that you should be gorus in it, that it, you should be absolutely familiar with all of its text. The Gemara continues with another braisa with other opinions in terms of kavana. Tan Rabban, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkenu Hashem Echad. Ad kan tzvicha kavana salev. The first pasuk of Kriya Shema, that needs kavana salev. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Amar Rava halacha to Rabbi Meir. Rava says we follow Rabbi Meir. Ana sumcha soimer kol hamarech be'echad marichin loy. Yomov Ushnaitav.
If anybody stretches out
Echad, the word Echad, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stretch out his days and his years. Amar Avacha Bar Yankiv Ubedalis. What you should stretch out is the Dalis. Rashi explains that the reason we choose stretching out the Dalit is because if you stretch out the Ches, then the word has no meaning. But the Dalit, if you stretch out, so then in such a case, it would have meaning. Because with the ches, it's ach. If it's dalet, it's echad. Now, how one stretches out a dalet is a separate discussion. Maybe we will discuss that in the halacha section. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi continues, and he says the following qualification. Yes, stretching out is a nice thing. Uvelvad shelo yachtof b'ches. But be careful not to rush through the ches. Make sure you enunciate the ches as well. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Yosef Kamei Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba.
Rabbi Yirmiyahu was sitting in front of Rabbi Abba, the Chazid Avi Marech Tuva. He saw that he was extending the word Echad for a very long time. Amar Le, he said to him, Kivan Amlachde Lamala Ulamata La'arba Ruchos Hashamayim Sulot Tzvis. Once you've coronated HaKadosh Baruch Hu up and down in the four directions, and after that, there is no Inyan to be Ma'arif. The Poskim point out that from this Gemara, it seems that that is the appropriate Kavana for Echad, as we will discuss Be'ezer Hashem in the future. Gemara continues on, seven lines into the wise on Yugimel on the Be'ez. Amar Rav Nasan Mar Ukva, Amar Rav Yehuda. Al levadecha be'amida. When a person says the pasuk that includes al levadecha, that's supposed to be done standing. Says the Gemara, al levadecha sachadaitach, that pasuk, elo'ema ad levadecha be'amida. Until you reach the point of al levadecha, so then in such a case, the individual has to be standing. Rashi explains that the necessity for standing is because of kavana. That if a person is standing, he's more likely to be able to be mechaving. So the first two psukim, if we count Shema, it would be the first three psukim of Kriya Shema, Valhafta, and Valhayu Advarim, that concludes with Aluv Avecha. Those require standing, and Rashi explains that's because they need kavana. Mikan ve'elech lo. Afterwards, it does not need to be said standing. And according to Rashi, therefore, there's no requirement of kavana. Rabbi Yochanan amar kol ha'parsha kulu ba'amida. Rabbi Yochanan says the entire first parsha. Va'azdu Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei. And Rabbi Yochanan is following his position that we had discussed earlier. The amar rabba barbechanan Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha k'rabbi acha mishum Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Acha said that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That was six lines from the top of our Amud. We had the opinion that says that the first parsha requires kavana. Gemara continues three lines before the lines become very wide. Tana Rabban, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Zu Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. The Kriya Shema Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This is the description that we have of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's Kriya Shema as being specifically Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amar the Rav lo Rabbi Chiya, lo chazin the Rebbe de Mekabel Aleha Malchus Shamayim. Rav said to Rabbi Chiya, I did not see that Rebbe was Mekabel Al Malchus Shamayim when he was learning. Rashi explains the learning part, that Rav, when he used to hear Shir from Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, when he used to learn by him, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi used to start teaching before Zman Kriya Shema. They got up early to learn in those days. Big Musar. And it would extend all the way past Zman Kriya Shema, and he wouldn't stop for Kriya Shema. Amalei Bar Pachti, B'sho Shema V'yodav Alponav Mekabel Olav Ol Malchus Shemaim. And then he would run his hands over his eyes, he'd be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemaim. This might be the explanation for the expression Zu Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. The Gemara says, Chozer V'gomra O Eina Chozer V'gomra. After, as Rashi described, the Talmidim stood up, in other words, the Shir had ended, did he then complete Kriya Shema? Bar Kapara Oimer Eina Chozer V'gomra. But Bar Kapara said he did not complete. Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe Amar Chozer V'gomra. Amar Bar Kapara the Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe Bishleim Olidit Damina Eina Chozer V'gomra. Hainu the Mahadir Rebbe Ashmaitza the Ispa Yitzias Mitzrayim. According to my opinion, that he didn't complete, that's why he would return to subjects that relate to Yitzias Mitzrayim. To be Mekayim Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Elad Lizdach Amrit Chozer V'gomra Lamalei La'adur Kedei Lahadzki Yitzias Mitzrayim Bizmano. But according to me, asked Bar Kapara to Reb Shimon, so why is it that he returned to repeat it? If he mentioned later on Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim when he repeated Kriya Shema, so then what's the need for them to him again talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim in Shir. So the Gemara answers, Kedei lahaskir Yetzias Mitzrayim bizmano, in order to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the appropriate time. In other words, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would say over Kriya Shema, but it was already after the Zman of Kriya Shema. In order to say, mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, which technically the mitzvah exists all day, however, there seems to be a mitzvah, discusses the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Yud, to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Zman of Kriya Shema, in the context of Kriya Shema. In order to do that, in order to fulfill that, he needed to say it beforehand, before he was going to say over the Kriya Shema when it was already no longer the Zman Kriya Shema. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Ila Bered Rav Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Durav. Rabbi Ila taught the following, Amar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'nenas B'sheina. He says Shema Yisrael and he fell asleep. Yatsa, he's Yatsa. Amar Rav Nachman L'Doro Avdei, he said to his Eved Doro, B'psuka Kama Tzaren. If you see me in the first pasuk dozing off, disturb me. Wake me up. Saran, disturb me. Tfei lo saran. More than that, you don't have to disturb me. I'm like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, Rei de Rabba, Avucha, your father Rabba, Hechi Avit. How was he knowing in terms of being makbid not to fall asleep during Kriya Shema? I'm like Psuka Kam Avit Kam Saran Avshay. In the first pasuk, he would torture himself to make sure that he would stay awake. Tfei lo have mitzar nafshei. More than that, he wouldn't torture himself. Amar Rav Yosef prakton lo yikare kriyishma. Someone who is lying on his back, that is the word prakton, someone who is lying on his back, should not read kriyishma. Asks the Gemara, mikru udalo likri hamigna shapir dami. The only thing that you're discussing is that he shouldn't read kriyishma. Presumably that the pshat of prakton is not reading Kriya Shema is because that's the antithesis of amida, of standing up bikavana. Hamigna shapir dami, but sleeping that way is okay. While Rabbi Shua ben Levi layet aman degani aparkid, Rabbi Shua ben Levi was critical of those who slept on their back. Answers the Gemara, Amri migna kimetzli shapir dami. When it comes to sleeping, if he leans a little bit on the side, Rabbi Shua ben Levi would find that acceptable. However, mikra, when it comes to saying Kriya Shema, avagav demitzli nami osur. If he's leaning, it's not acceptable. Asks the Gemara of our Rabbi Yochanan matzli vikvari, shana Rabbi Yochanan debal boser have. Even though Rabbi Yochanan did it, and we said that you're not supposed to, Rabbi Yochanan was someone who was quite heavy, and since he was quite heavy, leaning on his side was very difficult. Hence, there was no gaiva, and there was no lack of kavana for him not to lean on the side, and it was acceptable. Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today for Daf Yud Gimel, we will be discussing the subject of the first Mishnah of the second Perek, and that is interruptions that one can, should, or should not make between the prakim of Kriya Shema, the chapters of Kriya Shema, the brachos of Kriya Shema, and within those prakim as well. We had two opinions in the Mishnah within the Tanoim, and the Mishnah spelled out what qualifies as Toch HaPerek and Bein HaPerek. And now let's take a look at how the Mechaber paskins. Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Bein HaPrakim Shol B'Sholem Adam Nichbad Umeishiv Shalom L'Chol Adam. According to the simple, pure halacha, one is allowed to greet a honorable person between the prakim, not during psukim, but let's say between the bracha of Yotze HaMa'oros and Ava Rabba, and you are allowed to respond to every person. That is in regards to between the prakim. The Mishnah Brura in Simf Katan Beis writes the following. All of this applies only where it was expected for people to say hello to each other, quoting from the Sefer Achinuch. But today, where it's understood in that people will not be makbid one for the other, one between the other, they won't hold it against each other if someone did not say hello. So then, in shul, where the custom is not to speak at all, so today one should not speak even bein haprakim to initiate. However, according to the pure halacha, it would be permissible, and even according to Mishnah Berurah, if someone said hello to you, it would be permissible to respond to their. Of course, not to speak more than that. It's a little bit of a wonder to me in the Sefer Isha Yisrael in Peri Yutesiv Beis. He says that we are machmir, both in terms of initiating and in terms of responding. From the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that we're machmir in terms of initiating, even though, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is allowed to initiate for an Adam Nichbad between the Prakim. If somebody says something to you, so then you're allowed to respond. What if one is in the middle of a perek? One is not between the bracha, the example we gave to Yotzer Moros, and Ava Rabba. One is in the middle of that perek of Or Chodosh. And someone else comes and says hello. Continues the Mechaber. Ube'emtza shol b'shalom imishu yari mimenu. You're allowed to respond to someone you're afraid of. What's the example of that? Kigon aviv o rabo mishu gadol menu b'chachma. If there's fear, we'll see why we say if there is in a moment, then one is allowed to respond even to during the Berchos Kriya Shema. And not only that, even to initiate. If there is fear involved, one is allowed to initiate, and certainly, says the Mechaber, v'kol shekei melech o anus, and certainly if there is a king or a fearful person, the case the Be'er Halacha discusses, a Gentile who is a powerful person, in such a case, Halacha would be that it's permissible to respond and initiate as well to him. The Mishnah Berurah cuts down part of this heter, and he says that today, this halacha doesn't apply to one's Rebbe and one's father all the time. Initiate is clear from our language or our Mishnah, as we saw in the first wide line in the Mishnah, that it applies to only one that there is fear from. Bizman HaGemara, there was a tremendous fear even from one's father and one's Rebbe. Today, this would only apply, says the Mishnah Berurah, to a Talmud Chacham, Muflag Bedoro, then in such a case, then there would be the halachos of Mora. They say my great Rebbe Rav Nevenzahl was mekayim even the mitzvahs of Mora in front of Shulman Zalman Orbach. So maybe in such an instance that would apply to someone like that. He fulfilled all of the halachos of Rabbo Muvak. However, if an individual that doesn't fulfill or even have that sense of tremendous yira, then, says the Mishnah Berurah, he should not initiate. The Sefer Isha Yisrael in Simin Yotes, Siv Beis, has an interesting extension of this as well. He says, even if the fear is one of a fear of a loss of money, so nevertheless, the halacha would be that it's going to be permissible. This is alluded to in the Be'er Halacha in Simen Samachvav, Dibra Maschil O Anos, where he spells out this halacha as well. So if there is one's boss, that if he would not respond to him during Birchos Kriya Shema, or Kriya Shema itself, by even greeting him, and it would be a significant loss in such a case, the halacha is that he would be allowed to. Continues the Mechaber, Umeishiv Shalom, that was in terms of initiating, La'adam HaNichbad, he's allowed to respond to any Adam HaNichbad, Vafil Be'emtza HaPasuk, even in the middle of the Pasuk, Chutz MiPasuk Shema Yisrael Baruch Shein Kvam Achus Olam Vayit. It's an honorable person, not a person that one is fearful of. So then the halach is you're not supposed to initiate. But if he says hello, you could respond. So if your boss says hello, you most certainly can respond. Especially, as we mentioned before, if there's a hefzid, there's room to be makil, with the one exception. And that is Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayit. So to crunch, what we have is that there are two halachic categories. One is B'Soich HaPrakim, the other is Bein HaPrakim. In regards to Besoich HaPrakim. So then one is only allowed to initiate where there is Mora, which would be possibly one's boss, as well as a tremendous Talmud Chacham Muflag, or if a person acts with all halachas of Mora to his father and Rebbe, then that would apply as well. And then he's allowed to respond to anybody that's an Adam HaNichbad, that's in regards to Toch HaPrakim. Bein HaPrakim, according to the pure halacha, one is allowed to respond to everybody, and if it's an Adam HaNichbad, then you're allowed to initiate. The Mishnah Brura cuts this down and says that this would not apply where there's no expectation to initiate, especially in shul, where we are not mafsik, beis hatfila, so then in such a case one should not respond, according to Yishei Yisrael, or even if responding would be most mutter, nevertheless, we would not initiate even for an Adam Hanich. Within the word of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, so then one is not allowed to interrupt, with the exception of a fear of being killed. This above discussion was about greeting and responding. What about other interruptions that relate to mitzvot within Berachos Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema? The Mechaber writes in Siv Beis that if a person forgot or was not able to put on tzitzis and tefillin, so then in such a case he could put them on between the prakim. The Ramah says, and this is how Ashkenazim follow, as the Mishnah Brura there brings out again in Simen Samach Vav, we're in Siv Beis now, that the halacha is that one should not make a bracha on the talis if he gets it already after he has begun to say Birchos Kriyishma. He could put it on, but he should not make a bracha until afterwards, and then he will make a bracha. And the mashmos of the Beis Yosef is he could even put it on between Bakim. However, regards to tefillin, one should put on the tefillin in between, the prakim. If he receives them in middle of a perek, he should wait to put it on until after the perek, with one exception, and that is if he receives it in middle of kriyishma. Since we know that the halacha tells us that tefillin with regards to kriyishma is a very important relationship. Kol akore kriyishma b'li tefillin ki ilu meyed edus sheker. So then, in such a case, he should put it on immediately, even in the middle of Kriya Shema, and he would be able to make a bracha as well. What about responding to other parts of tefillah that is said by the tzibur, like Kaddish and Kedusha? The Magen Avram explains that the Mechaber's halachos in Sif Gimel that we're about to describe about responding to Kaddish and Kedusha, this is quoted in the Ber Heitev in Sif Katan Vav, the Magen Avram points out astutely that we learned that the halacha is that between the prakim, one is allowed to initiate with a kvod basar adam, certainly, says the Magen Avram, and it's quoted as well in the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Yutes, one could certainly initiate with the kvod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this logic would apply even between the prakim, because at the end of the day, one is allowed to initiate with an Adam HaNichbad, that he's Yarei Mimenu, certainly that applies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Magen Avram goes so far as to say that not only for all the appellations that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Tefillah, but as well as for saying a bracha on lightning to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, here the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Yutes is not so excited about this, quoting many Achronim that disagree. And from the Chayei Adam, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, my Rabbeim, both Rav Nevin Sal and Braunschweigel, maybe Rav Braunschweigel is a little biased because he's a descendant of the Chayei Adam, but they both said that if one has a suffix and had a paskin, one should look towards the Chayei Adam and the Chochmas Adam to see how he paskins. And the Chayei Adam concludes that if you hear in the middle, between the prakim, you should not be mafsik. However, Bein HaPrakim, one can even make a bracha of Kochel Gvurasam Molea Olam. Despite this introduction of the Magen Avraham and the logic that is accepted by the poskim, nevertheless, we try to minimize still
the amount of interruptions, even to of praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yud Zayin says that when we answer Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, even Bein HaProkim, even Toch HaProkim, excuse me, do not say, even if you have the custom to say Yisbarach, so then in such a case, do not say Yisbarach. You answer Amen afterwards, Damiram Be'alma, but, says the Mishnah Berurah, after Tiskabel Yehei Shlom HaRabbah, Seshalom, since all of those responses are only a minog, then one does not respond to them as well. Similarly, in regards to Kedusha, definitely as the Mechaber Paskin, Lekadesh u Lekedusha and Sif Gimel and Samach Vav, u Levarchu Mafsik Afil Be'emtza HaPosuk, nevertheless, not all of Kedusha, because again, those things, according to the Mishnah Berurah, those things that are a minug, so then one does not respond. So therefore, when it comes to Kaddish, he should say Kadosh, and Baruch Hashem Baruch Kvod Hashem in Mekomo, however, not Yimloch. That he does not respond. There's a disagreement quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yuches. What about when someone gets an Aliyah Birchas HaTorah, does he respond Amen at the end of the Bracha? And there are different opinions. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, to be Mekel, one can respond Bein HaProkim, the inference being that Toz HaProkim one should not. Finally, we conclude this long set of halachos, which are all found in Siman Samach Vav, summarized very well in the Ishei Yisrael and Perek Yutes, just describing what are Bein HaProkim, between the first bracha and the second bracha, says the Mechaber in Sifhei, between the second and Shema, Habokh Bama Yisrael Ba'avo and Shema, between Shema HaYeshemoa, between HaYoyim Shema Tvayomer, between Vayomer Lemes V'yatsiv, our custom is not to be Nasik, in order not to be Masik between Hashem la'emes. However, if he said Hashem Elokeichem emes, then it has a din of Emtza HaPerek. The halachos of Hefsek in the Prakim and Bein HaPrakim are one of the most complex set of halachos in all Maseches Brachos. One should not expect to master in one sitting, and slowly, slowly, if one does Chazara over the Shulchan Aruch, then eventually one will gain some clarity. Bezer Hashem, our second topic, revolves again the subject of interrupting during Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema, but over here we're discuss a Shailas Utshuvas type of issue as opposed to the basic and important and intricate details of Hefsek for Kriya Shema. Yitzchak Zilberstein in his Sefer Chashukei Chemed discusses a fascinating question. The Shaila is the following. An individual sent off his child to school. Let's take a mother who packed her child lunch for school, and in the middle of davening, she realized there's a significant Shaila. Let's talk about a case where there was a Shaila of a Da'oraisa. Let's say the woman all of a sudden realizes that she had cooked milk in the food that she had given the child, which was fleishiks. Keep in mind, most shilas that women encounter today, that they think that there's something that's not kosher, most of the time they're not doraisas. Many times they're only minhagim that are problematic. But let's talk about a case where it was a shaila doraisa. Actually, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein's Shaila is a case of where the parent realized that the chicken was actually treif. In other words, that there was a problem in the lungs of the chicken. And then the individual, the father, was in the middle of tefillah, krishma or tefillah, and they realized that there's a problem, should one interrupt one's tefillah to get in touch with the child who might, in the interim, eat from the food. Zilberstein points out that the Pischei Tshuva in Simin Chof Tes quotes the Tshuvas of the Panim Meiros. That's one of the favorites of the Pischei Tshuva because it is his grandfather. He quotes his Zayda, the Panim Meiros, that the Panim Meiros says that if an individual was entirely an ones, a kid over bar mitzvah, they received food from their parents that they thought was entirely kosher. And it turns out a mistake, an innocent mistake by the parents of food was treif, the child does not need kapara at all. Hence, according to the Panim Meiris, there is no need to interrupt one's tefillah because the child hasn't done a ma'isa aver, one could argue. Immediately, when one hears this Panim Meiris, one sees this Panim Meiris, what I heard from my rabbeim, which was emphasized many, many a time, and it could be to some of the listeners, they might think of this as well. My rabbeim always used to emphasize the position of the Nesivus HaMishpat, which was a position that was off-quoted by my rabbeim, I think by Rav Soloveitchik as well, that the Nesivus in Simin Reish Lamedalid, Sif Katan Gimel, differentiated between Isurei D'Oraisa and Isurei D'Rabbanan. And that is, that if we're talking about an Isur D'Oraisa, so then in such a case, there the Torah prohibited that particular object. The Torah said, to use the words of my Rabbeim, the Torah considered it spiritual poison. If that is so, if a person eats spiritual poison, then that spiritual poison is detrimental, whether we're aware of it, whether we're intending to rebel against the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not. Hence, one would be responsible to do what one can not to be over, and anybody would be responsible to make sure someone else would not be over. And if chas v'chalil we were over ba'onis, in such a case, we would still require tshuva. This, Rav Yaakov Emden, Rav Braun Spiegel told me, points out, is the lashon of the al-chet on Yom HaKippurim, al-chet shechatanu lefanecha ba'onis. That there are even av maisa avera is considered an avera if it's done ba'onis. However, this you saw from the Nesivus, and in our tradition we have this from Reb Chaim as well, when it comes to Isurei D'Rabbanan, the rabbis didn't introduce a chefta of macholos asuras. For example, when there's a prohibition of basar of b'chol of chicken with milk, so then in such a case, there the prohibition that was given over by the Rabbanan cannot be that they said there's a new mitzvah in the Torah, points out the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoftim. That would be a violation of Baal Tosef, of adding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. It can't be that they create a new object of Macholos Asuras. Rather, they create an Isur Gavra. They made a fence around the pre-existing rule. Now, if someone doesn't intend to violate it, and he violated only ba'onis, and he didn't eat spiritual poison. There's no new chetza machalos asuris. But we have to listen l'divrei chachamim. In this case, this individual listened l'divrei chacham. He had no idea that he was in violation. Hence, there would not be a requirement of kapara. This is the position of the Nesivus HaMishpat. Therefore, our shaila would only apply to an Isur D'Oraisa and not to in Isur D'Rabbanan. Silberstein quotes that Reb Chaim Kanievsky responded to him, his brother-in-law responded with a Tosas on Yutes Amibes in Meseches Yuma, and Tosas's words are really just putting together the Gemaras. And that is that in our Sugya, that you could be Shoel Mipnei Hayira or Meshe Mipnei HaKavod, that you could initiate because of fear. Hence, one should be allowed to initiate a conversation even when it comes to Birchos Kriyishma and even in the middle of Kriyishma because you're allowed to be Meshiv Mipnei HaKavod and even Shom Mipnei HaYira. Certainly, here the Yiras HaAveira, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, would definitely justify initiating. However, what he leaves off with an open question is the following. What about during Shmoneh Esrei? Birchos Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema, then what would be allowed if there was no other way to inform the person? Nowadays with texting, it would probably be better to text, if a person could text. But it would be mutter even to speak, because it's permissible even Mipnei Hayira. So certainly Mipnei, as we saw beforehand, in the earlier set of halachos, that if mipnei hakavod, mipnei hayira is mutter v'basar dam, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the argument that Reb Chaim Kanievsky was driving at is that could be applied in terms of yiras hamitzvos and kavod hamitzvos as well. However, tefillah would be a totally different story, because there the halach is that one is required to give up one's life
Kilu Nachosh Karu Valakevo Lo Yafsuk, unless it is definitely clear that the snake is going to kill him, then it will be Pikuach Nefesh Mamish, and it's not one of the Gimel Chamuros. With Tfila, then maybe there is room to be Machmir. However, Rav Zilberstein leaves off, would we apply the rule of Nichalei Lechavim L'mevedi Sarzuta V'lo Le'avei Chaveiro Isura Rabba, that there are times that we allow, the Gemara in Shabbos, in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos describes, that there are times that we allow someone to do a small iser to save his friends from a greater iser, and tzarich iyun, if one could stop in middle of Shemon Esrei, be mafsik to save one's friend from eating an iser dosa. This concludes the halacha discussion, the intricate halacha discussions today from Daf Yud Gimel.